What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Pirates, your place for all Pittsburgh Pirates baseball and Major League Baseball Monday through Friday year-round from the Locked On Sports Network. My name is Ethan Smith. I am your host going into, I believe, about a month in now. So again, I really appreciate you guys for everything you've done, making me feel welcome here at the Locked On Sports Network, making everything pretty smooth so far. You guys have been really loving the content, getting with me on Twitter. The world is in a wild place right now, so sometimes you just got to sit down, put on the headphones, sit outside, maybe even sit in your room, and just listen about some Pirates baseball as the offseason's ramping up. And the Pirates made an interesting move yesterday that we're going to get into on today's episode that definitely goes into the farm system. And as we know right now in the rebuild, the farm system is the biggest part of that rebuild as GM Ben Cherington starts constructing his team from the ground up, quite literally. And also, later on in the podcast, Josh Bell is the latest Pittsburgh Pirate to win an All-Star, but after a 2020 season that saw his numbers decrease pretty wildly and his defense very show off how bad defensively he has been at first base, does he deserve an extension with the Pittsburgh Pirates at the age of 28? All that and more today on Locked On Pirates. And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. We've talked about Built Bar before. It's a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. They have some really good flavors over there at BuiltBar.com. My personal favorite being the cookies and cream bar, as I've been eating some protein a lot, as I've been working, doing a lot of networking across multiple airways and etc. But this is still my main airway and will continue to be my main airway. But Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Don't go to the snack machine and go get yourself a Hershey's or a Snickers. Get yourself something that's going to actually wake you up with some protein. And if you go to BuiltBar.com and use the code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, you will receive 20% off of your first order with BuiltBar.com. So today on the podcast, the Altoona Curve, our AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, let go of manager Dave Turgeon, meaning the Altoona Curve are now looking for a new manager for the second consecutive offseason, as Dave Turgeon did not even get to manage a single game because of COVID-19. So, looking into what AA could look like next year, I would expect Nick Gonzalez, our top prospect, to be down there in AA next season. Nick Gonzalez, we obviously had him on the pod. It was our highest viewed episode of the podcast, so you guys did very well and wanted to see him there. It's very possible he starts in single A as well, but I could see him definitely being in Altoona. We look across the board, Cal Mitchell could also be a guy that we see in Double A Altoona, as well as Brennan Malone and Carmen Majinski. We could see a bunch of different guys down there, like Max Kranick, Rodolfo Castro, maybe even Travis McGregor, a bunch of different guys. Jared Jones, very possible as well. But the Pirates have a task at hand. They have to find another manager down there in Double A ball. And one name that has been popped out along the airways so far has been Cubs mental coach. Where was I at? Yeah, Cubs mental coach Michael Michael Ryan was the manager that Dave Turgeon replaced. Now, John Baker, the Cubs mental skills coach, is emerging as a front runner to replace Turgeon. He would be more of a farm director rather than a manager. But Baker, at 39 years of age, if you guys don't know Dave Baker as a player, he was a catcher who spent time with the Marlins, Padres, and Cubs across his career. And he's originally from California, hit .247 over 359 games, and last played in 2014. So, and after that 2014 is when he really got into his coaching. But he actually has a master's degree in performance psychology. So that could really be big for a lot of those younger guys in the farm system who might be having tough games. Go talk to Baker. He might actually help you out a little bit in the mental psyche department. He might be able to help the team from Major League Baseball all the way down to single A, even rookie ball, if he has to make sure that Pirates players in the organization are staying upright, especially in a world right now where a lot of things are not exactly guaranteed. We don't even know if we're going to really have a normal 2021 season. Baker is currently working towards that master's degree, and it should be done pretty soon. I would love this move just because it would bring a fresh face into the organization, and we've seen a lot of fresh faces come into the organization over the past, 16 months or so after the Neil Huntington era ended in Pittsburgh and the Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton era began last offseason. And when GM Ben Cherington talked to the Post-Gazette, he said, "We need to identify what the leadership that gives us the best chance to be great at coaching is. I mean, every aspect of coaching. It's not just the people in uniform on the field. It's everybody, all the other staff collaborating with that group. It's how do we find the best possible coaches, continue to develop coaches, create the best environment for coaching to happen, and ultimately have players get better." And we talked yesterday about Gregory Polanco going to play winter ball to get better, and other players right now as well looking to continue to grow, like a Cody Bolton, who could also possibly make his major league debut in 2021. Other guys like O'Neal Cruz, who is seeing his off-field issues. It would be great to see him make his MLB debut finally and getting some good coaching around him, as well as on and off the field, would be very solid for him. I just think this would be a great move for the Pirates to get Baker. It would be a very solid face to have in the organization. He's done very good things so far with the Cubs organization as a mental health coach. A new farm director after Larry Broadway was stripped of the role but stayed in the organization obviously is needed. And again, when you're a rebuilding organization like the Pittsburgh Pirates are right now, the farm system is going to be the biggest part of the rebuild. You look at who's there right now: Nick Gonzalez, O'Neal Cruz, Key Brian Hayes, Mitch Keller. All those guys are going to be the centerpiece of your eventual contention odds, and if those pieces fall apart, you're back to square one 3 or 4 years from now once again. Kumar Rocker, Jake Leiter with the number one overall pick could also be a big part of that rebuild as well. And you never know, the Pirates could see a surprising face maybe come into the organization, like a Leo, like they did whenever Marte was traded for Brendan Malone and Leover Piguero. Those two guys could change the face of the franchise very quickly if they end up turning things around. And then even if they decide to, they could trade some of these guys for top-end talent whenever they are ready to contend. So getting the farm system in check, which it doesn't look like it is right now with all the changes being made, is going to be the biggest thing for the Pittsburgh Pirates moving forward right now. Free agency is not going to be that big just because the payroll is obviously low and the Pirates aren't in contention, so they're not exactly a free agent destination, and that's keeping it lightly. But if you can continue to improve an farm system that realistically never really saw true improvement, and it is in the bottom half of the league right now in terms of the MLB prospect rankings, if you can get it keep it moving and keep it improving, the Pirates should see improvement both on and off the field as well. Baker, again, it would be a tall task to come in as the farm director. A lot would be expected of him right away, but I don't think he'd be considered the front runner if he didn't think he could do it. Moving away from the farm system, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about, does Josh Bell deserve an extension with the Pittsburgh Pirates after a subpar 2020 and all the trade rumors that have surrounded his name over the past couple months? And we will be right back, guys. And we're back, guys. Again, I hope you guys are having a great rest or great Friday right now, going into a fun weekend, the first weekend of November. Also, for all of you golf fans, I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but lived in Augusta, Georgia for some time, and I'm pretty excited for the Masters next week. We get some November Masters golf. Never thought I'd say that, but that's just kind of my aside of the podcast today. But As I said before we went to break, we are going to be talking about Josh Bell today in depth about does he deserve an extension at the age of 28. We looked at 2019. Josh Bell really emerged on the scene as one of the best first basemen in the National League. Josh Bell, realistically, 28 years old, he's in the prime of his career, right? But you look at the last time the Pirates really gave a hefty extension to somebody, that was Gregory Polanco, and that was 5 years ago, or 4 years ago. Polanco's now 28, so they gave him that extension when he was in his early 20s. So, realistically, when you're looking at an extension's usually going to mean, okay, we're signing this guy for at least probably 3 years. If you're signing Bell for 3 years, that means you're expecting, realistically, for him to be the face of your team 2 or 3 years from now when you're ready to contend. And Bell's also going to be a free agent after the 2022 season, so he still has 2 more seasons, I believe, that are arbitration eligible at the moment. And realistically, you look at guys around him that have got extensions or got their money in terms of, like, guys you could compare him to. And you really, one of the guys I look at is Jose Abreu. Bell really compared last year, not 2020, but last year, to Jose Abreu, who had 284, 330, 503 slash line with 33 home runs. That was around what Bell had. And instead of testing free agency, Jose Abreu signed a $17.8 million qualifying offer. But then you look at another guy like a Ryan Healy, who last winter only got a 1 year, $1 million deal from the Milwaukee Brewers. With the way money is in Major League Baseball, it's really hard to figure out how much money Josh Bell would really be getting. I do think 3 years is pretty much the tag that I would put on it. 3 years is pretty easy because it could say, okay, if we really don't think we're going to contend in those 3 years, you could easily offload his contract, offload the money. It's happened before. It happens all the time. But Bell, realistically, he ranks 16th among MLB first basemen in his salary. So he's going to want a payday, especially after the 2019 season when he got the All-Star nod. I would say 3 years, $34 million plus an option would be pretty good. It's very difficult to gauge, though, because I would say right now, if you look at the guys that would be the face of the franchise for the Pittsburgh Pirates, it would more than likely be Key Brian Hayes at the moment, Josh Bell, and Mitch Keller. Those are probably the three guys that you look at where you're like, okay, these guys, if Bell doesn't get traded, these are the three guys that are going to be there for the long run, especially Mitch Keller and Key Brian Hayes. Like, those guys are staying in Pittsburgh as long as possible. But Josh Bell, his big thing has been he's just not a great defensive first baseman. Colin Moran is a much better defensive first baseman, as well as Will Craig. And we obviously can expect the NL, possibly, if we do get a regular season in 2021, there's been talks that they could keep the DH, but I wouldn't expect them to. So there's not a DH, and you have to play Bell at first base. You have to basically live with the fact that his defense is going to be subpar. You have to live with that if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's just something you have to live with. But if his bat doesn't return, realistically, if you look at it, his defense is already hurting his trade value, and his bat hurt his trade value this past season. If his bat doesn't come back like it did in 2019, and his defense remains the same, and his trade value goes down, that puts you in a sticky spot, because you know he's going to want to ask for his money, but he's not going to garner much in the trade market. And do you just let him walk at that point? It's a very interesting conversation to have, just because, like, Josh Bell is one of the more integral parts of the Pittsburgh Pirates team. Like, any 2019 All-Star, or any All-Star for that matter, is going to be important. We saw Starling Marte was an important piece of the Pittsburgh Pirates for a half decade. And, I mean, they ended up offloading him and everything whenever they realized their rebuild was in full effect. The Pirates, again, and we all know this, they had the second lowest payroll in the majors this year and are poised to do the same next season. this is going to get into my pop culture a little bit, but Michael Keaton, long time paraphrase actor, actually a big Pittsburgh Pirates fan, big Buccos fan, wrote that, he said this one time, at some point you have to write a check. I understand your payroll is low, but keeping a guy like Josh Bell or trading him is a decision you have to make and you have to make soon. You have to let the fan base know what direction you're going in. You can't, I mean, we all know we're in a rebuild, but like you have to say, okay, are we in a rebuild that's going to last 5 or 6 years, or are we in a rebuild that's going to last 3? If you re-sign Josh Bell, I think it's more of the 3 or 4. If you don't re-sign Bell and trade him, it's a 5 or 6. And I think they should give Bell the extension. Give him the extension after 2022. He'll be about 30 years old at the point. That means you would have him on your team up until he's about 33. We usually see the drop-off around 32, 33 around first baseman. And if you're in contention, Bell gives you the power you need if his bat comes back. And power wins in this league now. The Dodgers won this 2020 season with power. Mookie Betts, Cody Bellinger, Justin Turner, Will Smith, etc. Even the Rays got to the World Series because of power. Kevin Kiermaier, not the greatest hitter, but he has some power. G-Man Choi, Randy Arozarena, Willy Adames, etc. It's just how it is. The league is based on Cy Young award-winning pitching and hitting the ball out of the ballpark. If the Pirates can have Mitch Keller, Kumar Rocker, or another guy like that, or whatever guy we draft, Brennan Malone, Majinski, etc., Quinn Priester, eventually get to a Cy Young level of pitching, and then have guys like Josh Bell, Key Brian Hayes, Gregory Polanco, and then maybe even another big bat out of free agency in the next couple years, the Pirates could have the blueprint to win. So why ruin the blueprint to win to trade Bell for prospects that may never see the field in Pittsburgh? Yes, I've said Bell getting traded is probably likely. Is it likely this offseason? I don't think so. It's more likely on the 2021 trade deadline. But I just don't think they should move on from him. And if you're not going to move on from him, just sign him to an extension. That's all you have to do. Tell him, hey, we'll give you 3 years, $34 million with the option on the third year. If you're not happy after the first 2 seasons, you can go. We'll trade you somewhere where you want to go. He'll still have some value at that point, more than likely. But Josh Bell should probably get an extension. I think he will at some point if they don't trade him. It's really like one of those 50-50 things. But what happens, happens, and we will see what Ben Cherington decides to do. And to wrap it up today, guys, again, we're bringing you all of our off-season coverage Monday through Friday as the off-season ramps up and as we move closer to December winter meetings, etc. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your Friday. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday. And I hope you guys connect with me on at Locked On Pirates on Twitter. And you guys, again, have a great weekend. Stay safe, and thank you so much.